Hey, we thought it might be an interesting idea this Friday to look into some ways that you can improve your DIY skills. And this week, DIY car maintenance, something that people often steer clear of if they're not an expert. But Rod Gibson is a mechanic with loads of experience in the industry, and he joins us in the Wellington studio to walk us through a bit of DIY. Hey, Rod.
Hey, hi, Jesse.
Nice to chat to you. Thanks for coming in. What do you reckon is the easiest thing that someone who knows nothing about cars can sort of do themselves that might provide a bit of value?
Okay, well, I think the first thing they should do is to acquaint themselves with the owner's handbook. You know, the book that comes with the vehicle?
Yeah.
Because that book is a lot of information. There's a maintenance section in there, and you go to the owner's maintenance, and the manufacturer sets out what he expects you to do, like checking the oil level, coolant level, brake and clutch fluid levels, and that section is very important. So getting acquainted with that book first is probably step number one.
Yeah, so I certainly have never looked in there. I don't know if any of our listeners have either, but that's interesting. Do you take them at their word, or are they a bit sort of conservative, you know what I mean?
No, they're pretty good. Most people don't. I only pull them out when there's a problem. There's a warning light on or something. But if people take them and read them, especially the maintenance section, owner maintenance, and that, especially a Japanese manual, will tell you exactly where points are, like the dipstick. And most manufacturers will colour the dipstick yellow or orange, and what that does is when you lift the bonnet, it draws your eyes to the yellow dipstick or the yellow reservoir, which is what needs maintenance. So they colour them like that.
Tell me about, we always talk about oil and water, right? Oil and water. What's the what's your sort of best tips for people who know they should be doing that but don't really ever do it?
Well, what they do is they lift the bonnet and they find the dipstick, pull it out, wipe it, reinsert and re-inspect, and just check the level, is it the correct level? And then they check the engine coolant. But when we check engine coolant, there's a warning here. This is to be checked cold only, when the engine's cold. Because the engine is operating at temperature, it's to be checked cold. If they check it cold, there's warning decals on the radiator cap and warnings in the owner's manual to say, check this cold. They're the two most important, engine oil and engine coolant, because you don't want your engine coolant level to get low.
Is coolant just another way of saying water?
Yes, it is. The coolant is in the radiator, which is an ethylene glycol mixed with anti-foam, anti-rust, which protects your engine from corroding internally. So in the trade, it's called coolant.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what about air and tyres?
Well, there's a few more yet. When we lift them up, we also check brake and clutch fluid levels. Now, they have translucent reservoirs, which you can see through, which is just 2 marks, a minimum and maximum mark, and the fluid should sit on the maximum. And the windscreen washer bottle, of course, you just fill up. Now, with this bottle, I put a little bit of glass cleaner in with the water, rather than you don't use dishwashing liquid, because that creates a sludge and it blocks pickup filter. So you don't use that. And also we check wiper blades. It's another thing we can check. Batteries need maintenance as well. Make sure that they are securely clamped down, the terminals are tight, and some batteries are maintained where you need to put fluid into them. And we used distilled water, which best way to get distilled water is out of your dehumidifier rather than going buying it.
Okay.
Another one, tyre inflations, of course. Inflation pressure is important because if you get low tyre inflations, your tyres will wear out, you get poor handling, poor fuel economy. And if they're over full, too much pressure, you get harsh riding and tyres will wear unevenly.
How do you know what the right level to pump them up to is?
A lot of cars will have decals in the sticker on the car, using the B pillar where the door closes.
Whoa, hang on a second.
Oh, sorry.
Decals in the B pillar, Rod.
Oh, sorry, too much, is it?
Talk English to me. Yeah, go on.
Okay, the B pillar is the one where the driver's door closes to the latch. That's called the B pillar. Usually there's a sticker on there that says the tyre inflation pressures. Or it's in your owner's handbook as well.
Yeah, okay.
But another thing with tyres when you inflate them is tread depths. Now, it's important, people being the operators and drivers of the vehicles, that the tread depths are correct. Just a little tip here. In the grooves of the tyres, there's little wee, what they call tread wear indicators, like little wee raised bits of rubber which sit at 2 millimetres. And when that tread wear indicator is at the level with the tread, that means your tyre is due for replacement.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good.
So that's basically that. Air filters as well. Make sure the air filters are clean, because as we know, dirty air filters create a problem. Lack of air coming through, sort of thing.
Oh, no. How would you do that? What's an air filter?
That's right. But if you remove the air filter and inspect it and it's blocked, you just discard it.
Now, what's an air filter exactly?
An air filter is in the intake system of a vehicle which filters the air into the engine, because the air needs a lot of air and good clean air into the engine. Your service handbooks should tell you about that, or if not, it's go on to Mr. Google. He tells you a lot about that as well.
Okay. But this is good stuff. Good stuff, Rod.
Can I tell a little story about an air filter?
Yeah, go on.
I was checking an air filter one day, and I was lifting it up out of a vehicle from a rural area, and something caught my eye, and there's a family of mice living in the base of the air filter box there. And there were mice in all directions, 9, 10, 11 mice all directions.
Wow. And they survived, even though presumably the car was being used fairly regularly.
Well, it would have been quite a cold ride, I'd imagine, but they just dissipated into the surroundings. I managed to catch two, but they're gone.
Any other warnings for people before they start sort of fiddling around under the bonnet?
No, just acquaint yourself with the handbook, and if it gets too difficult, just ask a trained technician or something along those lines. I've written a car maintenance course. Can I say a little bit about that?
Yeah, please do.
I designed and operated a car maintenance course through Wellington High School Community Education Centre.
Yeah.
And it's based at car maintenance. And what it's done is it's run four times a year, so once a term. And I just cover some of the things that we cover in it. I cover safety precautions, preventative maintenance, cooling system checks, brake and clutch fluid checks, automatic and transmission level checks, exhaust system checks, dry belt checking, batteries, windscreen wipers and washer jets, spark plugs, tyre care, light bulbs, changing a flat tyre, jump starting a vehicle, battery charging, and a few other little things which I cover in this one-day course, which is at Community Education Centre in Wellington High School.
In general, is it getting harder to maintain your own car as the cars get newer and more complicated?
Some of the newer cars need less maintenance, of course, because they're lower Ks, but you still need to lift the bonnet and check the engine oil level and check the engine coolant level and top up the windscreen washer reservoir.
What's your advice about what petrol to use now that we can all sort of use all sorts of unleaded petrol?
Yeah, that goes back to your owner's manual again, because some cars use 91, some use some for a higher premium fuel. Usually it's on the fuel filler cap. If you open your filler cap, it should be written in there. But I tend to use like 91 or 95 most of the time. But as I said, it goes back to your maintenance, goes back to your owner's manual, what's recommended. Or if you don't know, just ring the dealer and ask the dealer, and the dealer will tell you, recommend this fuel for your car.
And when you're talking about those other sorts of fluids that you need to top up in your motor,
yes,
do you need to be buying the fancy fluids, or can you just pretty much chuck any old fluid in there?
Well, no, you can't. Just for brake fluid, if you need to top up your brake fluid, just go to your parts supplier and they should supply the right brake fluid for you. If you go to like the parts supplier and give them your registration number, and they can bring up all your car details and supply you the right parts, the right fluids for your particular vehicle. So,
hey, I've enjoyed meeting you. Thank you very much, Rod.
Thanks, Jesse.
How would people find that course you were talking about in Wellington? They'd just Google it, would they?
Yes, they do. They can go into Wellington Community Education Centre or Wellington High School, or the website, which is www.cecwellington.ac.nz. It's a website, and they can find it there.
Do you get a lot out of helping people with their cars?
Oh, I do. I really like helping people out. A lot of people that come to my course are novices. They don't know anything about it. Some people don't even know how to open bonnets. And when we're there, I show them how to find fuse boxes, look for fuses, check air filters and do all sorts. Just makes them more confident with their vehicle and what to do with their vehicle. So it's really benefit. I really like helping people out that way.
Good on you.
Change light bulbs and things like that.
Yeah. Rod Gibson, our mechanic in Talking DIY Car Maintenance. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks very much.